Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
If you listen to this program regularly, you know us. We're Grant and Danny. You probably know our producers as well. Daris, Ryan, occasionally Toby's in here with us too. Daris Dameron's a television star now.
Yep, that's TV's Daris Dameron.
Our friend Eric Flack of Channel 9, an award-winning investigative reporter, put his investigation cap on to try to figure out how the Commanders would do in 2025. And his big idea was, pretty smart, let's go to Daris Dameron and let's have Daris play the season out, play us out. What do you mean play the season out?
What does it mean play us out?
Play the season out on Madden. And so he simulated the 2025 Washington Commanders season via Madden for Channel 9. And I believe Eric took that to the airwaves last night, correct?
That'd be correct, yes. WSA 9 did a schedule release show last night where they had a couple different segments. And one of those segments featured me breaking down the Commanders season per Madden 25.
So what was the assignment exactly? You had to get the roster updated to the current 2025 roster, presumably.
Yeah, that'd be correct. I had to, these nerds will create these custom rosters where you can go on and download them from the file cache, I guess you can say, on Madden.
So you had Dorrance Armstrong rushing opposite, whatever of the Jag defensive ends are going to rush opposite
Javon Kinlaw starting for you?
Right, yeah. It was updated with all the free agency moves. It even included all the rookies that were just drafted in April's draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he wanted you to just simulate the 17 games and have some of the stats prepared and the record for the team.
Yes, correct. Unfortunately, you can't customize the schedule in franchise mode in Madden, so I had to basically just take each game one by one. I did it in order and put it in exhibition mode and simulated it one by
one. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't a full season at once. It was one by one. Now, does that alter the results at all, do you think?
I would say it definitely. I would say if I was able to do this within franchise mode, it would have probably worked a lot better just because of things like momentum,
yes,
injuries, and things of that sort. It would have been easier to track stats and stuff, of course, as well. So yeah, it would have definitely worked much better in franchise mode. Just unfortunately, that's not an option that you can do with the older Madden.
Ooh. Now, I'd imagine because Jaden Daniels is on the Commanders, because they're sixth in power rankings via ESPN, NFL.com, and other places, I'd imagine Madden's somewhat favorable to the Commanders. Like, what's their team ranking at this point?
So their team rating overall is 81 overall.
That's low, no?
It's kind of, I would say, middle in the pack. Middle of the pack.
Okay, but that's not what the power rankings are right now. That's not reflective of being the sixth or seventh best team in football.
Now, one of the prerequisites that I gave to Eric when we were doing this was that typically Madden overall has never really given the Commanders much favor or Washington franchise much favor. They typically have always been rated relatively low or somewhere middle in the pack. And, I mean, the results have pretty much shown that over the years anyway. So I guess I kind of get it. But I guess you expect once a team goes 12-5 and makes the playoffs and gets the NFC championship, you would think they'd be a lot higher. But it didn't turn out that way, unfortunately.
Little respect. All right, so let's get a drum roll going here. So the reveal then of the Washington Commanders in 2025, Daris simulated the full season, game by game, one by one. Let's get the team's record here.
So, after simulating 18 weeks worth of football, the Washington Commanders end with a 2025 record of 6-11.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That is a disaster.
Oh, no.
Was Jaden Daniels was healthy, though. He played in all 17.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was no injuries to deal with since I wasn't able to actually do this within franchise mode. So Jaden played all 17. He actually played really well. I was able to keep track of all of his stats over the course of the season.
Okay.
So he threw for over 4,200 yards, which is awesome. That'd be great to have a 4,000-yard quarterback here.
Steamed up.
Yeah. 24 touchdown passes. Now, where he didn't do so well is that he threw 17 interceptions.
Oh, no.
What are we doing?
Oh, no. Mr. Madden, sir.
Jaden Daniels doesn't throw picks. Does John Madden not know that?
Yeah. I think John Madden doesn't know that Jaden Daniels didn't throw interceptions. He did rush for 700 rushing yards, and he had six rushing touchdowns.
Wow.
Okay, so you had 891 and 6 touchdowns last year on the ground. So that little less run, a little more throwing. I think I'll take that trade right now.
I would be thrilled.
Not bad.
Yeah. The 17 picks.
That's 17 tough. Picks is tough. Yeah.
What on earth is that?
Oof.
And I can't blame you for not seeing coverages. This is the computer simulating the game.
This is just me pressing the button that says Super Sim and go to end of quarter and end of game, and boom, there it goes. It just does what it does.
6-11.
Yeah, very tough.
So why did they lose so many games? If Jaden had a pretty good season, I'm guessing then that the defense that looks bad on paper got just shredded on Madden.
Yeah, and this is something I explained to Eric on the telecast last night.
When you were on TV.
Yeah, when I was on TV.
The television's there, Darius Dameron.
I don't know if I said that I was on TV. But when I was on TV, talking to Eric on TV, that the defensive Madden takes into account talent level at the end of the day. And the defense just doesn't have the talent level that matches what the offense is doing. So while the offense was scoring a lot in all these games, the defense was also giving up a ton of points in
like,
all these
were
games.
There 42-34 losses, stuff like that?
There was, it looks like, actually, I don't know if you want to, the worst loss was actually when Philadelphia came here in week 16, and we got whooped 41-7.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was the worst one. But there were also losses like 38-27, 31-24. Let's see, there's one here that's 27-24. So yeah, there's a lot of those like high scoring, we lose by a field goal or a touchdown type of games.
Danny, let's agree to terms here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way Jaden Daniels plays 17 times and they go 6-11, right? I know the schedule's tougher. That's not a thing.
I don't think that's on the table.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.